It says in this week's parasha, in Parashas Chayisara, Perek Chavdad, Pasuk Bet, Pasuk says, V'Avram Zaken Ba B'Yamin, V'Hashem Beirach Et Avram Barkov. Avram got old, Ba B'Yamin, coming of days, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu Beirach, he blessed at Avram Barkov, with everything. Perek Chavdad, Pasuk Al. So the question that the Rishonim have on this Pasuk is why, what's the connection of Avram being old with him, with the fact that Hashem is Beirach et Avram Bakov? What does it mean, first of all, that Hashem blessed Avram Bakov with everything? What does that mean? And what's the connection of him being old with the fact that he was blessed with everything? Why does the Pasuk need to even say that Avram Zaken Baba Yamin? So the Ramban says that's very simple, because what are the next few Pesukim going to be talking about? Many Pesukim, sending Eliezer out, right, to find a wife for his son Yitzchak. So the Ramban says the reason why the Pasuk tells us that Avram was very old is because Avram was scared that he's not going to make it by the time Eliezer gets back for a wife for Yitzchak. So Avram. He's asking for Avram to Eliezer should swear that he's going to fulfill this promise in order to ensure right before he goes to Shemayim, before he dies, that the task will be done before Avram.
That is supposed to be married?
Yeah, I want to make sure that's something. What?
What is it his responsibility?
For his son, he wanted to make sure that his son had a proper wife. So wait a second, I want to get to the major yisod. What we get from here, though, is the following: what does it mean that a person is blessed by kol with everything? What does by kol mean? So there are two fascinating gemaras, which I think there was a Sifsei Chaim Rav Chaim Friedlander. I think answers very beautifully with Rav Chaim Friedlander. He was a mashgiach in Panovich Yeshiva many years ago, and he has a beautiful, beautiful understanding as to what it means to be blessed by kol with everything. And this will answer also what the connection to Bakol is with the fact that he was Zaken and he was old. So there are two Gemaras. There are two Gemaras that speak about the Avos very, very fondly. The first Gemara tells us that there are three people whom the Yetzer Hara was never able to overcome: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there's a different Gemara that says, very similar Gemara, that there are three people who in Olam Hazeh, in this world, tasted Olam Haba. And who were they? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the three people, three of us, were the same, who all were able to taste Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. And also, the Yetzer Hara was never able to overcome them, to affect them. So why is that? It's by no coincidence that by each of the Avot it's written kol. Like we say in benching, ba'kol mi kol kol, is because each Av, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were all described as having everything, kol. Yaakov famously says to Esav, yesh li kol, and I have everything. Avram says ba'kol in our pasuk, and Yitzchak says mikol. All of them had this koach, this unbelievable characteristic of kol. What does that mean to have kol, to have everything? So Sifsei Chaim understands that what it means to say kol, it means that they were shulling, they were complete, that they felt that they had everything, and they didn't need anything more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Like we say, Ezu Ashir Asameach Becholko. It comes from here. It's the same idea. An ashir, somebody who is wealthy, is not somebody that necessarily has every single thing in the entire world. It's that they that whatever they have, they are happy with. They don't have to look elsewhere. They're wholesome. Right? They're yesh li kol, I have everything. Esav was the antithesis of this. Esav said yesh li rav, I have a lot, but I always want more. Yaakov says yesh li kol, I have everything. Because somebody who is shalem, somebody who feels complete, is somebody that doesn't need to look elsewhere. He's totally self-sufficient. He's totally happy with a lot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. So what is it? Why is that such a great ma'ila? Why is that such a great attribute? So the reason why it's so great is because the only people that feel this way, that they have everything, is a person who says that whatever I have, I use for the service of Hashem. Why? I mean, if I have everything, whatever I have, I'm using for Hashem, that means that Hashem wants me to serve Him. And whatever He's given me, obviously He feels is enough. Because He would give me more, if He felt I could serve Him more, He would give me more, because I'd use everything to serve Hashem. So the fact that He doesn't give me anything more, that means I don't need anything more. And I'm not going to look at the next person to see what he has. Yeshli kol, I have everything, I'm happy with everything, because I know whatever Hashem, I know that everything I have is from Hashem, and I use every single thing that I have for Hashem. So Yeshli kol is the person who's able to fuse, synthesize Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba. Whatever I have in this world, I'm using for the service of Hashem. Yeshli kol. I was thinking maybe that's the reason why the word to, a word for things or vessels are kalim. Right, kalim are vessels, meaning because a kalim is supposed to infuse in the person the ability to call, the movement to call. I have everything. I'm using everything in the service. I'm using everything in the service of Hashem. So, if a person has that outlook, which all the others did, that everything that they're using is for the service of Hashem, so they all feel that they have everything. They don't have to look elsewhere. They don't have to look elsewhere. And that's the pshat. And that's the pshat. That it means that Avram zaken ba b'yom and Hashem berech et Avram b'kol. Why does Hashem berech et Avram b'kol? What does that have to do with the fact that he was a zaken? It means that just like he, everything that he was given physically, he used for the service of Hashem. So every year, every day that he passed by, he also used totally for the service of Hashem. Avram was zaken ba b'yom. He reached his days. Every single day was the kol. Every single day was what he was directing towards kol, towards accomplishing a certain task with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And that's why if you look in Chazal, when Avram was serving the Malachim in last week's parasha, the Medrash tells us that Avram Avinu took three different cows and used them for the tongue. Meaning he slaughtered three different cows just to use the tongue, because he knew that the tongue was the choicest part of the tastiest part of the animal, and he wanted to give each of the people who he thought was people was a tongue, so he had to shed three different animals just for the tongue. How does Avraham Avinu, who's a tzaddik, he knows whether the filet mignon, how does he know these things? So the answer is that it's not that whatever was important for the service of Hashem, he took interest in. So he knew, he studied animals, he knew what the best tasting part of the animal was, because he wanted to use that information in order to serve Hashem, in order to serve his orchim, his guests. So he found out, and he studied, and he researched whatever he needed, because everything was meant for the service of Hashem. Yeshli kol, and those were the three avos did. And in these parshas, when we're speaking about the avos, we're learning from the avos, this is something that we have to focus on. Maybe we can't do it, we're not going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. But maybe we should think about one little thing. What do I have that I could say for sure about this thing that I have, I'm using totally for the service of Hashem? If we could do that, we could fulfill the Chazal, which tell us that we have to look at the others and walk in their ways. And with that, we'll be zocha to great things. Have a good Shabbos.